Imagine if you're not connected to the internet, yet your computer is still vulnerable in being spied on. That's the latest leak by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, that the U.S. National Security Agency used secret technology to spy on computers that were not even connected to the internet. In this edition of The Debate, we'll discuss how this takes spying on ordinary citizens or even officials outside of the U.S. to a whole new level, even though NSA claims targets included the Chinese and Russian military, as well as drug cartels. We'll also further disclose how this violates privacy laws, not to mention the U.S. Constitution.
Since the revelations of former CIA contractor Edward Snowden about the U.S. snooping program hit the headlines last year, Washington has always justified its illegal spying activities by claiming that the program is aimed at safeguarding the securities of the United States. But once again, a new report based on leaks by Snowden has cast serious doubts on those assertions. According to a report by the American Daily New York Times, the NSA program, codenamed Quantum, that could transfer sensitive data from computers even when they are offline. This is made possible with the help of special secret devices.
The fact that they're doing this through commercially available things that the user inserts themselves into their computer, I think that we've seen the NSA using and exploiting things that have been around and used in the dark spy world for decades, but now we're seeing them used against friends and allies by the United States government.
For a long time, the U.S. has been under fire for its massive espionage activities on American citizens and residents of other countries and even world leaders. The revelation about the U.S. spying program that reportedly included snooping on German Chancellor Angela Merkel even caused a rift in Washington-Berlin ties. That's to the extent that a senior German lawmaker for the Merkel Center-Right Party has recently said that as a result of those revelations, the bilateral relations are at their lowest in over a decade. The extent of those activities has caused outrage among civil liberties advocacy groups. The Obama administration says the surveillance program has made America safer than before. But rights groups believe the spying apparatus has vastly overstepped its authority by monitoring even intimate communications of Americans. The revelations about the extent of the NSA's spying have brought many Americans to this conclusion that rather than the false sense of security, the intelligence gathering program has widely violated privacy and the individual rights of people both inside the US and outside. For now, more revelations about Washington's snooping program are expected to come to light. But one question that has remained unanswered is what is needed to end the NSA's unjustified intelligence gathering program.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. From the Answer Coalition, Richard Becker joins us from San Francisco. And we have Congressional Defense Policy Advisor Frederick Peterson, who joins us from New York. Gentlemen, welcome. Frederick Peterson, using secret technology to spy on computers that are not even connected to the internet, that actually takes spying to a whole new level, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed it does. And I think this is profoundly disturbing to all lovers of liberty. And it is almost now at a very rapid pace that we see ourselves living within the text of a very bad futuristic novel in which all liberty, all personal privacy seems to be compromised in the name of state security. And while this may have begun with the best of intentions, it was allowing a crack in a door through which a veritable herd of elephants has plowed through and is doing untold damage to essential rights and liberties of the American people themselves, and also of our allies and friends and our closest and oldest allies and friends around the world. We see that this technology can be used not only for defense purposes, which was the crack in the door, but also used for political purposes. And once this data is acquired and the access to private lives is an open door for government, it is not a question as to whether it can be abused. It will be abused, inevitably, essentially. any rights that we had protected and we thought that we had safeguarded in the procedures that were placed in the Patriot Act have pretty much gone out the window. And we have had a devolvement of security and protection of on the part of the citizen to a state where it has done irreparable harm, not only to our rights, but to our alliances and to the essential liberties that not only all Americans, but all free peoples in the world should expect are their birthright. Very disturbing, profoundly disturbing, and you may find it surprising the number of people on both sides of the political spectrum that are coming to see this now and actually ally on the liberty issue. I find myself there in some very strange company, and I'm sure that company finds itself surprising to see that we are standing together against the abuses of government and the intrusions, the gross intrusions on our private lives on the part of technology. Thank you.
Well, very well, Frederick Peterson, that covers about 90% of the questions that I had. I'm sure you did not get those questions, however, but let's break down some of the points that are made by Frederick Peterson, Richard Becker. And one that comes to mind right away is, well, for me anyways, as a conductor of this debate, is has America been any safer given this surveillance, as they like to call it, spying, as it's called by others?
I mean, that's a very interesting question because we should recall that the National Security Agency, the NSA, is defined as a combat support agency under the Department of Defense. And I point that out because the NSA's purpose and the Pentagon's purpose is not really defense. The United States is not threatened by other countries. The United States is by far the most powerful military force on Earth. And it's, in fact, the United States that has not only threatened, but invaded and intervened and blockaded and sanctioned so many other countries, really carried out war against so many other countries. And the purpose, the real purpose of the National Security Agency and the military is to carry out these policies of coercion and war around the world, and also carry out coercion against any opposition to this system from within the United States. So while I agree very much that it's outrageous violations of the privacy of people in the United States, it's unconstitutional, it's a violation of everything that people think about when they think about democratic rights, but there's also the larger purpose which the NSA serves, and that is to make war. And the United States has intervened scores of times around the world in the last 50 years, including major wars that it's carried out in a number of different countries. The NSA has been an essential element. Intelligence gathering is an essential element in the military machine, which really, as a whole, needs to be dismantled.
Well, the thing is, Frederick Peterson, when we look at the leaks that have been indicated through the NSA in terms of who it's targeted and what is targeted, it says the Chinese and Russian military as well as drug cartels. You know, if we want to really break this down in terms of how they've missed the point on some of these areas that they've targeted, we could talk about, let's talk about, for example, drug cartels, Operation Fast and Furious. I don't know if you remember, you know, the what was it, the delivery, it was a gun running scandal which involved Eric Holder, et cetera, or the Boston bombing, for example, or even the financial crisis, you know, different and big events that they somehow fell through the cracks and didn't notice. Then how is this program effective if it's down to so much money and in detail?
Well, let me precede my response to your intelligent and very well-pointed question by saying I am not here, and none of us should be here, to bash America. We're here to defend liberty. And the issue here is, as you properly ask, what has been the result of these programs that have had the greatest, vastly the greatest intrusions into our personal lives and destruction of our liberty, and yet have failed to defend us? In fact, in the case of the Boston bomber, the Russians have come to us on more than two occasions, pleading with us, giving us information we apparently did not have, or perhaps we had it and did not act on, and still did not act on it. And we spend all of our time invading the personal lives of Americans and others around the world, and do not charge the primary mission of the NSA being defense. That goes by the boards. And there is a public bombing at a marathon race in Boston. Fast and Furious is another case where we not only knew of what was happening, not only colluded with drug cartels, we gave them weapons which killed not only an American Border Patrol officer and other law enforcement in the United States, but people in foreign countries as well. And this is not paid attention to. It's gone by the boards. The NSA mission perhaps can be justified in the intellectual manner as a legitimate defense purpose. However, I would contend that it has far exceeded that role, is out of control, and is being used for political purposes, which was inevitable because there are no checks and balances and there is no protection for the essential security of essential rights of Americans and others around the world. It is an atrocity. It has become an atrocity with legitimate intentions, and there are some good people that are working in the program, but it's time for them to step out of it and speak up, because they know, as we know, that this has far exceeded its legitimate role and purpose. It's time to have a thorough review of this and actually hold people accountable at the highest levels of government for the abuse of American liberty. NSA is standing now not for National Security Agency, but for Not So American. And in fact, it's profoundly un-American. Thank you.
Very well. Detailed explanation there, Frederick Peterson. I could see that this has irked you. Richard Becker and Frederick Peterson, I'm going to have two questions that involve David Petraeus. First to you, Richard Becker. Frederick Peterson talks about how this is taking a political turn. For example, we could talk about David Petraeus, how that scandal erupted. Is that an example of how it's taken a political turn? Or can you give us more examples? Or do you agree overall that this has indeed taken a political turn?
Well, it's always political. And I would just want to say that I wasn't bashing America, as Frederick Peterson referred to. And the Americas, of course, is not just the United States. And I wasn't bashing the United States. I was bashing the policy and the practice of the U.S. war machine. You know, the United States has commands now for every part of the world. No other country has that. Why? Because the U.S. is the dominant empire in the world today, not for the interest of the people of the United States, but for the interest of the banking and oil and corporate interests who are served by the NSA. That's who the NSA is serving, the ruling elite in the United States, against the interest of the people of the United States and against the interest of the people of the world. So it's very political, and far more political than anything to do with the Petraeus scandal. And Petraeus was a leading figure in the attempt to crush the opposition to the U.S. occupation in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and of course failed to do that, but certainly tried, and certainly he was using intelligence provided by NSA and other intelligence agencies like the CIA.
Well, David Petraeus, Frederick Peterson, loved intelligence so much so that back in March 2012, this came out that he was a then CIA director. And the title of this article, it was in Wired magazine, it said the CIA could use smart household appliances to spy. And it said the CIA cannot wait to spy on you through them, citing household appliances like your TV. And the thing that's interesting about this article, it says that just like the NSA is going to use these radio frequency identification, which is somewhat similar. I'm not a tech expert, but somewhat similar to what has come out regarding this these computers that the NSA is using using for spying when they're offline. Is there an industry that is revolving around surveillance, so to speak, that the government officials like CIA is embracing and they're spending their money on? Or is it just an obsession for surveillance?
Well, there is a huge industry and tremendous. It's not just in the United States, but we should not fail to note. But there is a very disturbing, I suppose. We live in a technical age. Anything that can be done will be done inevitably for good and for evil. And some of the technology and the capabilities that we have today, one discovery, one enablement leads to many others, and this is proceeding at such a rapid rate that it's almost hard to keep track of it. Now we see things like your computer, without it even being turned on, as your previous report noted, can, because you have introduced certain software into that computer from the web, can be used to spy on you without it even being on the web any longer. Now, to answer your question originally, I think you wanted about General Petraeus. I think the important point here is not that a general prosecuted a war, which was his charge, but that a government persecuted a general, which was not their charge. And through this clandestine gathering of information, for months and over years, kept track of the general's movement, private emails, and invaded his privacy, gathering information so that it could be used against him. This is wrong. If it was done to any one of us, we would object to it. When it's done to someone else and used for political purposes, if it's that way potentially, it will be that way inevitably.
Are you kidding?
That is wrong too. And it's not just General Petraeus.
Are you kidding?
It is
poor General Petraeus.
Many others, and anyone who would provide a threat to this acceptance of government surveillance program. Anyone who is a threat to that is a potential target.
Richard Brecker, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is ludicrous that poor General Petraeus is the victim. Petraeus carried out the surge. Petraeus carried out the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He wrote the manual for carrying it out. He's part of the imperialist war machine, the colonialist imperialist war machine. He's a war criminal, like so many others who should have to answer for their crimes. You know, what about those people who started the war against Iraq on completely false pretenses? And, you know, today they live in luxury. More than 1 million Iraqis died and Iraq was torn apart. And Petraeus was part of that. So I have no sympathy with General Petraeus. You know, he was one of the people using the NSA material, using the CIA intelligence material to carry out an illegal, unjust, immoral war. In Iraq and in Afghanistan. And it really, we have to see this. It's the policies of the United States. It's the interventions. It's the invasions and the wars that have created so much anger against the United States around the world. That's the issue to address. That's why this enormous war machine is maintained in order to ensure and to protect the position of the United States as the dominant power in the world.
Very well. Let's take a quick time out, gentlemen, and listen. Hold your thoughts up, Frederick Peterson. I'm sorry. We got to listen to some of the viewer comments. There were so many of them as posted on our Facebook page, if we can go for that. Oh, okay. We're not going to do the comments because the conversation is so intense here. Frederick Peterson, you have a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I mean, we're missing the whole point here. I think the discussion is about abuses of the NSA, not about debating the rights or the wrongs or the prosecution of a war. If we want to have that debate, we can. But there is a rightful and
they're
wrongful
inextricably connected
of the powers of government to influence and
they're inextricably
and when it's done
connected
surreptitiously, what They utterly are not. There is a right and a wrong use of the NSA, and there is a right and a wrong use of war policy. We can
the
have
NSA
either
should
debate
be abolished.
If you would like. I think we're discussing the NSA. And the NSA was improperly used. It could be used against you improperly, apart from your positions on any given issue. It could be used against me improperly, apart from any issues that I may take one way or another. That's what we're discussing, and you should come to the defense of someone with whom you perhaps even disagree when that person is being abused unfairly. What I'm saying is the NSA has exceeded its authority, it is being used politically, and it should be, and those who are abused by it should be defended by you, even though you may disagree with
them. It should be abolished. It should be abolished. You know, the reality is that the NSA doesn't care what Frederick Peterson eats for breakfast. That's not what it exists for. They're collecting enormous amounts of data on people in the United States, and that's wrong. But the purpose of the NSA as a combat support agency, as an integral part of the Department of Defense, which, as it's wrongly called, it should be called the Department of Offense, Department of War, as it used to be, the purpose is to ensure the position of the United States as the dominant world power, as the leading empire in the world today. That's what its purpose is. So to say we should talk about the NSA, don't talk about the wars, don't talk about militarism, that's you missing the point entirely if that's the position that you take.
Let me respond to that. To have everything come back, to ignore all of the details and areas on which we may agree, and dragging the issue back into some entirely different area defeats the possibility of gaining alliances and putting together an active coalition to defeat something we both may agree on. By arbitrarily introducing into discussion things on which we profoundly disagree.
The NSA is part of the Pentagon.
So let's find an area where we all can agree and defend liberty.
Agency.
Well, let me get your idea here. Since we're quickly running out of time, Richard Becker, what do you think about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act?
Well, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is supposed to be governing the use of the employment of intelligence. It's supposed to approve these operations, and it approves them all. It approves virtually everything. And in reality, what we've seen, thanks to Edward Snowden, thanks to WikiLeaks, thanks to Chelsea Manning, formerly known as Bradley, thanks to them, we know about some of these things because this has been pervasive spying that's been going on. And of course, it's illegal, but we would not know about it except for these courageous individuals fighting to bring it forward. And you know, you have today people like Robert Gates, the former Secretary of Defense, calling Snowden a traitor. We have newspapers calling him a traitor, but saying at the same time they welcome the debate. We would not be having the debate without them. It's not the FISA. FISA is not really protecting the people at all. It's these individuals who have bravely come forward and put themselves at risk.
Very well. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it there. From the Answer Coalition, Richard Becker was talking to us there from San Francisco. And thank you very much, Congressional Defense Policy Advisor Frederick Peterson, who spoke to us from New York. And thank you for watching another edition of The Debate. Any questions or comments, feel free to send them to newsroom@presstv.ir. From Mikhail Tawai and the entire team in the capital of Tehran, it's goodbye.